Good morning, this is Peter Irish. I'm the CEO of the Barrett Group, and I'm speaking with our senior career consultant, Rick Gelber, right now to hear exactly what's going on with our clients on the hiring line. Rick, how are you?
Great, Peter. Thanks for having me today.
So, Rick, at any given time, we have at least 100 clients at the interview and offer negotiation stage in the market. And of course, these being curious times, I'd like to hear what exactly they're experiencing. What can you tell me?
Great question, Peter. And everybody I talk to on the phone is asking the same thing. Rick, the market right now, should I hold off? Should I hunker down? You know, their fear is overwhelming. And it seems like that's human nature to just to hide your head in the sand and do nothing. But it's exactly the opposite thing that you want to do. Right now, clients are getting offers. The decision makers are available because it's slow and nobody else is looking. The unpublished market, which means, you know, basically the jobs that are not posted on the internet, that's more important than ever. Most of the positions are either newly created for our client or you're just replacing somebody else in the company who's not producing. But either way, it's vital that you're talking to the decision maker, not on the phone with the gatekeeper or, you know, a computer scanner. So the waiting is just a recipe for failure. You don't want to wait because it's never going to get easier. You'll never be able to guess the bottom of the market or when this will all go away. You have to be proactive and aggressive. So I'm telling people, put your worries to work while you have time. Evaluate, explore all your options, all the growth industries right now. And if you wait, believe me, somebody else will take that job. So don't be fearful. Don't be passive and reactive. Be proactive. Right now, companies are looking for strong leaders, people that could lead in a time of crisis. Anybody could lead when the stock market's going crazy up 200 points a day. But when the stock market's shaky and everything else is shaky, this is when they're looking for strong leaders. So you have to be in the right place at the right time. And again, it won't get any easier if you wait. You're going to miss out on your best opportunities.
So, Rick, this is a terrible time to be traveling, of course. And if our candidates are facing interviews, what advice would you be able to give them about that?
Well, that's a great question. Right now, everything's going virtual and remote. And people are actually being set up with home offices. And so if you're willing to work remotely, it's a great time to get into that that type of a position. And we're helping our clients, you know, setting up with Zoom and Skype, training them how to interview that way. And that's where everything's going. So our clients definitely have a leg up on the competition. And because you're probably not going to get face-to-face interviews literally right now, but they're willing to talk to you on the phone, and if they want to see the picture of what you look like, you know, how your corporate image is. So having a Zoom video is definitely a huge advantage for our clients.
You and I know that about 38%, maybe 40% of our clients are actually unemployed when they approach us. How would you suggest that they should evaluate their most effective strategies for entering the market under these conditions?
Well, whether you're unemployed or you're employed and not happy or you're about to be let go, you always want to be proactive and aggressive. The longer you're out of work, the less marketable you become. But skills are transferable into other industries. Right now, I just had a call from an old client. She was losing her job in the finance world, but she had a background in education and corporate training, and she's an IT person. So it's a great opportunity to do education, a virtual education, because all the universities, they're shutting down their campuses and everything's moving internet, even the local schools, high schools and elementary schools. So she's going to have tremendous opportunities in that world. And she was so excited. Seemed pretty obvious, but sometimes hearing it from another person makes it much easier. Sometimes you can't see the forest through the trees. And when you're in a panic, you're just not thinking straight.
So, Rick, I heard you use a phrase the other day, which was something like, if you're not eating your lunch, someone else is. Could you expand on that and help our listeners understand a little bit what you mean?
Yes. Yeah, so over my 20 years of doing this, always happens. Somebody will say, I need to think about this, Rick, and they'll come aboard, you know, 3 weeks later, I'm ready to get started. And then they're interviewing with their number one company on the target list. And the decision maker tells them that position was filled 2 weeks ago. I wish you were here 2 weeks ago. So if you wait, somebody else is going to take that job. It's just going to happen. So you never want to wait because you're going to miss out on your best opportunities. You have to act on this. You can't wait and hope it'll find you. You need to find it.
You know, I was really impressed to see our weekly internal report on progress for our clients today, Rick. I wonder if you could kind of summarize some of your impressions looking at it.
Yes, Peter, it's my favorite part of the week when we get the brag letter, as I call it, where all the coaches are bragging on how the clients are landing, negotiating better packages, more stock options, more salary, more signing bonuses, and then all the people in the different stages of the interviews and negotiations. It makes me feel pretty good, and people are so happy when they're getting the offers. Just makes me feel very happy. That's why we're in this industry. We'd like to feel the buzz of the people when they get their offer letters. That's why we're doing this. And it helps them. It changes their life, their family's lives. It's just a very positive thing to be part of.
Thanks, Rick. Now, I saw a report the other day from an interview with a Morgan Stanley analyst. And, they don't know any more than anybody else. But he was suggesting that probably what's going to happen is there's going to be a peak in coronavirus cases in April or May. And therefore, Q2 is going to be a little softer from an economic point of view. But very likely what will happen is there'll be a big swing the other way in Q3 and into Q4 as the nation restocks and people rehire. So against that background, if that's the scenario, what does that mean for people? Should they pause their campaigns now or should they get started? How do you feel about that?
Again, you never want to wait because it won't get easier if you wait. You know, back in 2008, there was a lot of gloom and doom and people were waiting for the market to recover. And it took a long time, but it slowly recovered. But a lot of these people, the mortgage brokers, for example, they didn't know what else they could do. They were hustling loans, doing a lot of mortgage, and then that industry collapsed. They needed to look at other industries. So that's really what the Bear Group specialty is, to help surface those transferable skills and present those skills correctly to the employer in the language he'll understand, which is dollars and cents. If you're going to change his bottom line, create income, save time, or save money, he will hire you if he likes you. But you have to get that opportunity. You can't wait for it to find you, and you're never going to know when the market's going to bottom. If you try and guess that, and you're right, that's good for you. But nobody knows the future, but you have to act on the present right now. And that's my best advice for everybody. Be positive. Don't wait. Don't be negative. Don't be passive. You got to create your environment, stage your career, make it happen. And that's what the Bear Group's here to help you do. Explore your best options. Make sure you don't make any mistakes.
You know, that's a point that I often hear is people say, well, I could do that pretty much on my own. Why do I need the Bear Group? And of course, one of my answers is always, well, the Bear Group has literally done this thousands of times. So just for example, on salary negotiation, we've got a list of more than 100 items that people could ask for in the course of that. And of course, that's a great cheat sheet to have in negotiation. So what's your response? I mean, what's the advantage of using a career management firm like the Barrett Group under these conditions versus simply doing it yourself?
Sure. Just negotiating just that simple point. Most people in this environment, they're so afraid that they're going to graciously accept the first offer and be glad that they have a job. And they're not going to dare negotiate because they're going to be afraid the decision maker is going to take the offer off the table. It's not true. He wants to hire a good negotiator. He's going to evaluate you based on how good you negotiate. If you leave $50,000 on the table in your own behalf, his concern is, how much of my company's money is this person going to give away? And he'll hire the other candidate at the higher price tag because that person's perceived to be the better negotiator. It may not be, but perception is reality. So we help people get more shares of stock, signing bonuses, salary, make sure you don't leave anything on the table, and get it in writing. If you operate on a handshake deal, things get very fuzzy after a few months. You want everything spelled out in writing, and we're experts on having that done correctly.
Well, Rick, looking at the clock here, it's about time to wrap this up. And I know you've got a very busy schedule. I can see that you've got 10 or 15 appointments every day and lots of people want to talk to you. Why don't you tell us about one of your latest conversations and how it concluded?
Yeah, so Peter, well, today is a good day because the brag letter came in from the career coaches showing all the people and their offers coming in and interviews happening. Makes me feel pretty excited. And I start bouncing off the walls and my clients get excited. So rather than, you know, them in gloomy and depressed mode, I get them excited because decision makers, you know, they like to hire people who are positive. They don't like, you know, negative people or desperate people. So you kind of change the attitude. And once the client starts going on interviews and getting offers, they're pretty happy. And it makes me feel pretty happy as well. So I'm really proud of the Barrett Group and what I do. And I just love to be part of the team.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Rick. You're a very important part of the team. You stay healthy in the meantime, and we'll be talking again soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter.